Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Aimtar Technologies Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Patel from Orient Capital. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Samir. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Aimtar Technologies Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on Q1 FY25 result discussion call. Today on our call, we have Mr. Srinivas Reddy, sir, Managing Director and Promoter, Mr. Guneshwar Rao, sir, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Srilekha Jasti, Head Strategy and IR. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on exchanges and on the company's website. I would like to give a short disclaimer before we begin the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our belief, opinion and expectations as of today. The statements are not guaranteed for our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Srinivas sir for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you and hello and good morning to everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. Today on the call, I am joined by Mr. Guneshwar Pusarla, Chief Financial Officer, Mrs. Srilekha Jasti, Head Strategy and Investor Relations, and Orient Capital, our Investor Relations Partners. We have uploaded our updated investor deck, press release, and results highlights on the stock exchanges and company website. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. In Q1 FY25, we have posted a revenue of 128.3 crores with an EBITDA of 16.6 crores at a margin of 13% and a net profit stands at 4.4 crores. We have an increased employee benefit expenses in this quarter to the tune of 22%, which would eventually bring down because of the establishment of new business verticals. And on an annual basis, the employee benefit expenses would drop to about 16% with a robust revenue growth in the subsequent quarters. And also, as guided earlier, we're still maintaining a 22% EBITDA margin for the year with plus minus 100 basis points and with a revenue growth of 20 to 35% year-on-year basis. I just would like to mention and guide for the Q2 numbers as well, which is just about 45 days from now or 50 days from now. We estimate to raise the highest ever revenues, the tune of around 200 crores plus, with an EBITDA margin of 20% plus minus 100 basis points. Going back to Q1, in clean energy, we have executed roughly around 86 crores of orders and we have dispatched around 814 units of hot boxes and around 22 units of electrolyzers. This is in line with the overall dispatches that we have mentioned earlier, close to 3,300 units for this financial year. The closing order book for Bloom Energy stands at 468 crores by end of Q1. In addition, we have received around 140 crores of orders last week and the company will be receiving further orders during the current financial year for the various requirements of the clean energy segment, especially with Bloom Energy as well. We expect to execute around 104 crores of orders in Q2 and rupees 323 crores for FY25 in this sector. Well, the past few quarters have been challenging for us for various reasons, which was explained earlier. I am pleased to inform everyone that our main customer Bloom is witnessing a rising commercial demand, primarily from various data centers and posted a strong Q2 CY25 as well. The revenues of Bloom are projected to grow 18% per annum on average during the next 3 years compared to the 8% growth forecast for the electrical industry in the US. Well, the past few quarters have been challenging for the company. The reasons for which have been explained very clearly in the past calls. In the case of civil nuclear power, In the first quarter, we were building the systems for dispatches to be affected in subsequent quarters. We have done a marginal sales of 1 crore plus. We built a lot of work in progress that shall be dispatched over the coming quarters. We look forward to deliver around 16 crores of orders in Q2, and the company shall be executing around 62 crores in FY25. The contract of Taiga 5 and 6 reactors have been awarded to a private player, and as per the tender terms, they have to outsource the subsystem orders for the nuclear island to pre-qualified vendors of NPCL. We are definitely expecting around 600 crores of orders coming in from Taiga 5 and 6 in the second half of this year, and refurbishment of reactors are expected over the coming quarters as well. We are expecting a strong closing order book of around 700 crores in civil nuclear power by end of this fiscal year itself. We have executed around 8.5 crores of orders in space in Q1, constituting 7% of total revenue. We expect a threefold increase in revenues in space in FY25 compared to FY24. And also we have increased volumes from MNC Aerospace as well. In Q2, the company shall be delivering around rupees 12 crores of orders to ISRO and 25 crores of orders to various MNC customers, as we have now gone into the production mode for the various first articles we have done earlier. On an annual basis, we are estimating an execution of 120 to 130 crores of orders in this sector, of which around 50 crores of orders will be delivered to ISRO, which includes semi-cryo as well, and the balance 70 to 80 crores will be to the MNC Aerospace customers, as we have taken up the production orders from these customers after completing the first articles. Batch production orders are being placed by the MNCs as and when a set of first articles are being executed on a continuous basis by the company, keeping the future growth in mind. We could have further order inflows in this sector with tune of 120 crores over the coming quarters. As you are aware, the company has also entered into a long-term agreement with IAI and Thales, where it will be signing a long-term contract also with GKN Aerospace soon. Apart from this, we are also in discussions with various MNC Aerospace customers for several other projects. The revenues from defense for Q1 stand at rupees 4 crores, and in Q2 we will execute around 5 to 6 crores of order, and an annual execution is estimated around 30 crores. Products and others have been doing extremely well based on our earlier efforts with very robust growth prospects. It's emerging stronger as we have dispatched around 28 crores of orders. We shall be executing around 37 crores from this segment in Q2 as well, and 130 crores of orders shall be executed on an annual basis. In 130 crores, around 20 crores of orders are being executed for new customers in other sectors. We plan to execute around 12 crores in Q2 from clean energy like hydro, wind, etc., and other sectors, and end up with about 45 crores of orders being executed in FY25. We are very confident of achieving the 30-35% growth in revenues and achieving a 22% EBITDA margin with less than 100 basis points, and the long-term growth of the company remains intact. In addition, we also target to improve our cash flows further by end of this fiscal year and reduce the net working capital days to 220 days. While the company has clear targets with respect to revenue growth, improvement in margins, and reduction of working capital days, and confident of achieving the same, we are taking necessary steps to ensure a sustainable growth in the long term. Although the clean energy is witnessing a bounce back due to stronger demand, which is a positive sign for us, we are primarily focusing on also diversifying and strengthening our revenues from other verticals as well. The growth in other verticals over the next 2-3 years is going to be very strong based on the efforts being made in developing various first articles for customers in various fields. Accordingly, the company is in final stage of discussion with clients in oil and gas field as well. We are expecting a strong inflow of orders in this segment as well in the current fiscal year, where we start with the first articles and then move on to the volume production in the next financial year. In addition, we are commissioning our new aerospace facility in Hyderabad by end of September, and it will be fully operational by end of December with all the certifications done. And this unit is expected to further impetus the growth of our aerospace vertical. Further, we are also planning to close out the oil and gas vertical itself by establishing the required facilities, for which we have enough equipment within the company, and we'll be adding further equipment to take care of the bottleneck areas in this field. The primary focus of the company is on increasing the inflows of orders, entering into long-term agreements with customers, and building new verticals, which might have, which will definitely ensure a strong growth outlook moving forward, and that's the focus in which we are working upon on a regular basis. Our CFO, Mr. Guneshwara Dauposthala, will discuss in detail on the financial performance of Q1 FY25. GR, you can take over right now, please.
Thank you, Mr. Srinivas Reddy. Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to our earnings call. First and foremost, I would like to express my gratitude for your continued trust and the support for MTAR. I will now cover the various financial performance parameters for Q1 FY25, post which we will open the floor for questions and answers. When compared to QOQ, Q1 FY25 versus Q4 FY24, on the revenue front, at console level, revenue from operations stood at 128.3 crores in Q1 FY25, as against rupees 143 crores in Q4 FY24, a decrease of 10.3% when compared to QOQ. Moving on to EBITDA, reported at 16.6 crores in FY25, as compared to 18.2 crores in Q4 FY24. Profit before tax stands at 6.2 crores in FY25 Q1, as against 7.2 crores in Q4 FY24. Profit after tax was at 4.4 crores in Q1 FY25, as against 4.9 crores in Q4 FY24. Our EBITDA margins will improve starting from Q2, due to operating leverage and increase in revenues. In Q2, we estimate an EBITDA of 20% plus or minus 100 bips, as said by our MD. Sequentially, it will improve in subsequent quarters so that we will end up with 22% plus or minus on annual basis. The company has reduced its long-term debt by 15 crores from 142.5 crores to 127.4 crores in Q1 FY25. During the year, the company is repaying rupees 41.9 crores in term loan. Another positive sign is the cash flow from operations stood at 24 crores positive as compared to FY24 full year 57.4 crores. The company will be achieving an improvement in cash flows by end of FY25 compared to FY24. Our net working capital to revenue days for Q1 FY25 at 277 days. In absolute terms, the working capital reduced to 390 crores from 400 crores. Though there is a reduction in RM and receivable on absolute terms, number of days is still higher due to lower revenue. We are confident of reducing it to 220 days and increase the turnover by end of this financial year. As informed by our MD, the company is working on various initiatives such as adding additional customers, expanding its presence in aerospace by setting up dedicated facility at Hyderabad as required by the OEMs, enhancing product portfolio with existing customers, venturing into new verticals, oil and gas sectors, etc. We expect EBITDA and PAT margin to improve from Q2 and H2 of financial year 25 on account of higher revenue expected at 30-35% CAGR and also through operating leverage. Going forward, we continue to maintain EBITDA at 22% plus or minus 100 bips. So we are working on various initiatives such as process improvements, batch production, aerospace, etc. The company has reduced debt debt substantially by end of this financial year. We'll reduce the debt. So I'm opening the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bala Murali Krishna from Women Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. So my first question is regarding the number of hot boxes or centrifugal boxes to deliver and the electrolyzers this quarter. So I missed the opening remarks, sorry if you already mentioned that one. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry for that. So we have delivered about 814 hot boxes this quarter, which is in line with the 3,300 hot boxes that we're supposed to deliver in this financial year. And also we have delivered 22 units of electrolyzers this quarter. And apart from this, in Q2, we are expected to deliver, there's a lot of pull-in and expected to deliver about 990 hot boxes this quarter. So there has been a very increased demand from the Bloom Energy customer. And also they have released orders also for further 140 crores, which we have informed the stock exchange last week. So we are expecting improved demand and coming back to the higher dispatches moving forward as well in the coming quarters, which we'll know further as we move forward.
Okay, sir. That, and any update on electrolyzers order, sir, further orders? And how much you have yet to deliver from the electrolyzer previous orders?
We have executed all the existing orders that we have on electrolyzers, so we're expecting further orders coming in, but we don't have a clear idea right now on when exactly we'll get the further orders, but definitely Bloom is moving very aggressively in terms of implementing various projects in electrolyzers. So as and when the orders are booked, we'll get back-to-back orders from them, and once we have it, then we'll definitely intimate it.
So secondly, on this aerospace unit which we are going to start, and what is the actually product we are going to make here, and oil and gas sector we are expecting orders, and what is the product for the oil and gas sector?
So basically aerospace, we are working with various MNCs. For example, as you mentioned, with IAI, GKN Aerospace, Thales, etc., for various of their requirements in the aerospace sector. And we've already done the first articles, now we've gone into the production mode. That's why you have seen growth in the revenues coming in from this sector already this year. As compared to last year, we hardly done 8 crores or 9 crores in terms of first articles, and this year we're looking at about 70 crores plus. So that's a substantial improvement in the aerospace revenue itself. So once this unit is commissioned, we'll see a lot more impetus in terms of revenue growth coming in from this, which is being an exclusive state-of-the-art plant which we are commissioning shortly in Hyderabad itself. So that's where we stand. And as far as the oil and gas is concerned, we have just discussed with a number of customers, and we are looking at executing certain first articles this year, and then we move into volume production next year. And that will also add to a new vertical which we intend to start, and we are progressing very well in terms of discussion with various MNC customers in this line.
Oh, that's helpful. And Fluence Energy, sir, any update on the progress on the deal with the Fluence Energy?
No, as I mentioned earlier, Fluence is already has concluded the discussions with us. The only thing is they have to win orders within India to begin with for us to get back-to-back orders. They are participating in various tenders, so as and when win the orders, then it will commence that particular area. We'll be able to get some orders. But as far as exports are concerned, as I mentioned earlier, they are working with a couple of companies to establish the battery manufacturing units in India. Once that is done, then we'll be able to even handle the exports for Fluence Energy in the long run.
Okay, sir. Lastly, on this order intake, I think we have a target of closing orders for 1500 crores. So I think that we are on track for that.
We are definitely on track for that. The majority of the orders are going to come in, obviously, from the nuclear sector, which is very clear right now. And once the private player who is getting it, we'll get back-to-back orders from them because we are supporting in the case of manufacturing of the nuclear island, which we specialize in that. And also in aerospace sector and clean energy sectors, we're expecting a lot more orders coming in, including the defense sector as well. So we are definitely on line with what we have said earlier as having a strong closing order book for next year.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone now. I will repeat. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Sunidhi Joshi from KM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
You're audible, sir.
In the press release, you had mentioned about Q2 being very strong, and post that, can we expect H2 also showing good momentum? And our guidance for FY26 also remains intact?
Absolutely. That's what we have clearly mentioned, that it's not about Q1 for us. It's about how we are taking this company forward. And we are just like 45 days to 50 days from Q2, and we are pretty confident of recording the highest ever revenue for MTAR in the history of MTAR, which is around 200 crores plus. And the second half is also going to be very strong for MTAR based on the kind of work we have done over the past 8 to 9 months. And based on that, our revenue growth, which we have mentioned, 30 to 35% year on year, is very much intact, including the margins which we mentioned at the end of the year at 22% plus minus 100 basis points. We are right on track with that as well.
Okay, fair enough. And it would be great if you could comment on how this breakup would be across all the segments.
Are you talking about Q2?
Yeah.
So basically, if you look at nuclear, we'll be executing orders worth about 16 crores roughly. We are very specific in this because we know what's going to happen. And then we are closing out the fueling mission head contract completely well within the time frame of NPCL without incurring any LD charges. So we are well ahead of time. And space and aerospace sectors, we are looking at close to about space, we're doing about 13 crores in all, and aerospace, we'll be doing around close to about 20 crores as such. Products, we'll be doing roughly about 37 crores in all. And clean energy segment in hydel wind, we'll be doing roughly close to about 11 to 12 crores. And in the sheet metal vertical, we are looking at about 17 crores of business coming in, sales coming in. And then we're looking at the hot boxes, which I said, the demand has gone up to 990 units right now from 814 of last quarter, and which is far more than what we have anticipated, and we touch around close to about 80 to 90 crores of sales from there. So this is the approximate breakup of the revenues that we're expecting for Q2, and that's why we have mentioned that we'll touch around 200 crores plus in Q2. Is where we stand right now. That's the breakup of the whole sales.
Okay, got it. And also, can you help us know the total L1 orders being bid for the quarter? A ballpark number would also be fine.
Which one? Can you repeat that, please?
The total L1 orders being bid for the quarter.
No, L1, you're talking about... No. Basically, we have bid for a number of orders in the defense sector, in the space sector, in various other sectors, and we are expecting all the orders to come in over the next, this quarter and the next quarter as well. We can't really quantify that, but it depends on when exactly they will release the purchase orders. So we're waiting for that. We have won orders even from defense. We have won roughly around 30 crores of orders recently in various lines and wing kit assemblies, scramjet engines and all that. So all these things will come into play for the future years, and those orders are expected to come in any time now.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Good morning.
Just one question regarding our guidance is, like, how confident are we to achieve that? In that Q2, we have given a breakup of all the revenues. And, like, what can be a downside risk on this?
I don't see any kind of downside here at all, because they are well on track with the revenues for Q2. That's why we specifically are guiding for Q2 as well this year. And we have given also the clear breakup in various segments that we're going to achieve these revenues, and we are right on track with that. So I don't see any kind of downside with this.
Okay. Even on the margins, like, we are guiding on 20% kind of margin, plus or minus 100%. So we foresee this kind of product portfolio that can can help us achieve this kind of margin.
Yes, that's right. So we will be achieving a margins of EBITDA of 20% plus minus 100 basis points. That's what we're looking at for Q2. And in the second half also, we're having a strong revenue outlook and as well as improved margins. So we'll end up with what we have guided in terms of revenue growth and the EBITDA margins, what we have said, 20% plus minus 100 basis points for this year.
And any guidance on the order book, like closing order book by 25, including L1?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the closing order book, as I said, will be roughly around 1,500 crores, and we are expecting major orders coming in from nuclear, aerospace, defense, and also the space sectors, and the new verticals that we are entering into as such. So we have estimated all that based on the time frame. Most of those orders will kick in second half of this year, and we'll end up with a strong order book by end of this year.
Okay. Apart from that, in our products and other segments, are we developing any new products? Like, we have few products which we are able to generate very good revenue out of that. So any new products that we are supposed to launch this year or in the pipeline?
We have already, yes, we are actually, the R&D and the new product development team is working on various products, including valves for defense and space sectors as well. So we are looking at a lot of areas where there are quick wins for us. We are focusing more on that right now. So those things will come into play. Probably by end of this year, we'll be able to see the light of some of those products for sure. Apart from that, which we had mentioned earlier, finally, our roller screws have been proven in the defense department, and they're releasing the certification by end of this month. And with that, the import, it will become 100% import substitute for us moving forward. And the government need not further import from Rollvis of Sweden, as we will be the first company who has developed this product, which is useful in all the defense areas and space sectors as of today.
Okay, so this will, the launches we will be doing by end of FY25, as the roller screws all will contribute to healthy growth in FY26.
Can you repeat that? I'm not able to hear you well.
So, the new products that will be launching in FY25 by the end of FY25, and the roller screws also have been approved in the defense. So, this will all be contributing from FY26 onwards.
Yes, absolutely, yes. So, what the idea behind this is that we are clearly focusing on various products as import substitute products, and all this will definitely contribute for the future growth in the next financial year, FY26, for sure.
Okay. And one last question is on this defense. So where are we on this defense JV that we highlighted earlier?
See, we already have the defense license, but we're looking at the right opportunities and the right partners in terms of the JVs, right? It has to be beneficial for MTAR to move forward with such JVs. So we had a couple of opportunities which we looked at it, but we are not convinced with the kind of returns that we're going to have. But we are still working with various companies to see how best we can do to have a jump start in terms of taking this forward. So once that happens, then we'll be able to let you know about that.
Got it. And if you can give a CapEx guidance for this year, please help me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For CAPEX guidance.
I can't hear you now.
Sir, I just wanted to understand the CAPEX guidance for FY25.
Yeah, CAPEX, yeah. So basically, as I said, we already gave, we are already implementing the aerospace sector, which we mentioned last time. We're looking at oil and gas as well. and we're expecting the first articles orders to come in, kick in sometime this quarter or beginning of next quarter. And we're looking at, we're going to use our existing, we have, as I said, most of our unit equipment are fungible in MTAR. So we're going to use our existing capex for what is already implemented in the company for the oil and gas field for the first articles. But in order to establish an independent facility for them, we might look at about, we'll be shifting a lot of machines out there in a separate facility and also add a few bottleneck machines. We're estimating the capex requirement, which can be between 35 to 40 crores, which will enable the company to do volume production for next year. Hopefully, we're looking at about 150 crores of revenues coming in from there, from oil and gas itself. So we look at that. So we are working on that still. It's a work in progress. And once that is done, we'll be quickly establishing all this to ensure that we get, we book those revenues for next year after completing the first articles in the current financial year.
Okay. So only around 35 to 40 crores is our capex guidance for FY25.
And yeah, for the oil and gas field, they are around 40 crores and odd. And aerospace, already we have mentioned the capex requirement, which is already under implementation right now and should be done by September and fully commissioned by December end.
How much is that capex, sir?
That's roughly, you see, we had exclusive facility in Hyderabad, which we have taken for 16 crores earlier. And we're looking at probably another 20, 25 crores of expenditure that we've incurred to set up the full-fledged state-of-the-art plant for the aerospace industry. That's what it is. Yeah.
That has been spent in this quarter and the previous year.
It's in the process, and that's why I said we are commissioning part of it in September and fully commissioned by December. So it's in work in progress in implementation stage. It will be done by December end.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand, sir, on the hot boxes side, are we now completely moved to Santa Cruz from Yuma, or there are still some inventory for Yuma left in the system? That's the first question. And secondly, sir, on the quarter two numbers, you mentioned 200 crores. Is that a correct number, and what margin are you looking at for Q2 is what you have also mentioned?
Yeah, so we have completely moved to Santa Cruz. What is important here is a lot of, see, it took some time because a lot of field tests also Bloom has to do as a company, which has been successfully done, and that's how the whole thing has changed right now. And we have completely moved to Santa Cruz Block 2 right now, and it's fully implemented right now. And Yuma is completely out of the picture. And as far as Q2 is concerned, I did clearly mention that we'll be doing our highest ever revenue around 200 crores and with a margin of 20% plus minus 100 basis points.
Understood. And where are we in the value chain of increasing our share on the, you know, hot boxes and the green hydrogen chain? You are looking to add more products, you know, pie from just from the Santa Cruz boxes as well. So if you can share some details on that would be helpful.
Yeah, we are just, see, I can't go into specifics, but we are just working on a few of those items right now. The first articles are being established, and which will come into play in the next half of the year, and full-fledged in the next financial year. So we're working on those things right now, and probably we'll see some traction happening over that over the next quarter or so. And as far as the electrolyzers are concerned, as I said earlier, we completely manufactured the entire units for Bloom, and we are looking forward for the new set of orders from them. It depends upon the orders which Bloom will receive, which actually they are going in the right direction as mentioned in their earnings call as well, and hopefully we'll get, that is an independent vertical, and right now we have not considered that in our revenue budgets for this year.
Okay. But
if it happens, then it will be a separate new vertical which we have already established.
And what kind of opportunity would you associate electrolyzer with, sir?
It's see, electrolyzers is something very new, right? Production of green hydrogen. So that's something which a lot of countries are looking for. And already Bloom has established it and already executed some projects. I heard they've also executed one project in even Europe as well.
Okay.
So we are looking at that vertical growing really in a very big way, but it would take a little time, but it will definitely happen. You know, we're already there, and hopefully, I know, even if you get the orders this year, we are not budgeted in our revenue outlook, but definitely we'll see some kind of revenues coming in next financial year for sure.
Right. And in terms of, you know, client diversification from Bloom, we had also submitted some of prototypes to some US companies, and we were looking to add more clients. So where are we in that growth phase, sir?
We are actually very strong in that. You know, as I said, we are working with US companies. We are also working with Israeli aerospace industries. We are working with GK and American companies, Thales, European companies. So a lot of other companies we are working with in a very big way. See, in engineering, what happens is we have to build the product. We have to do the first articles, establish it, do mass production. We have gone through all that right now. That's why we are into the volume production right now. We're also getting into the oil field, which I mentioned earlier. So all this will enable us to diversify more and more and strengthen our other verticals in a big way. And especially with nuclear sector becoming stronger and stronger for us, finally, because of the orders which will come in flowing for us, I don't see any, the nuclear division is going to grow very rapidly over the next, and we'll have enough on our plate for the next 10 years. And plus, they're also looking at a lot of private industries are looking at smaller nuclear reactors to be established. They're working with the government for that, which has been announced in the budget as well. So we have a lot of scope in improving our area, because we really specialize in the nuclear division for the last 40 years. So all this will enable us to diversify well and reduce the, drastically reduce the customer concentration risk over the next 2 years, for sure.
Fair enough, sir. And on space industry, you know, you have been doing a lot of amount of addition, product addition. So if we can give some highlights, sir, where are we in terms of growth in the particularly space sector, and any pipeline that which you can, you know, share in terms of, you know, the Gaganyaan, etc., which is there and where you will be able to delve more into this.
See, all those projects we're already working with, you know, with space from 1989, we're working with them, and we're very exclusive in terms of supplying the liquid propulsion engines, cry engines for them. And the major product that we're working on, hopefully they're going to end up dispatching it, is the Semica engine for the first time. So we're developing that as well. So it also, you know, the growth in the space, it also depends on the number of launches they do and how they want to take it forward. So we have to look at that. But we are very stable in this space business because of our exclusive relationship with ISRO and the kind of technology we have developed with them. And that will continue for us.
Understood, sir. Wishing you all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arafat Sayed from InCred Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, can you take us through the outlook of clean energy and especially Bloom Energy? So what kind of, let's say, the growth they are guiding you in terms of revenue and value addition?
See, as I said, right now we are seeing a spurt of demand from Bloom Energy, which we didn't anticipate, which we anticipated, but we were waiting for the time to come in. So if you look at the first quarter, we have done 814 boxes. Now we are doing like 990 for Q2, and probably progressively we'll do such increased requirements from Bloom. We have to wait and see. So we are in line with what we have said earlier in terms of the number of units we're going to dispatch, but probably that might increase, or that might fortunately will be there for sure. The kind of growth we're looking at right now, it's become, it was like, sudden requirements which are coming in from them because of the various orders they have won, the kind of outlook they have. So we would see positive growth coming in from Bloom, as I mentioned earlier. And in the long run, we're looking at about, they're also looking at about 18% kind of growth, and we'll also see that kind of growth. Plus, we're going to add a lot of other, try to increase our wallet share with Bloom as well. So I think now we're back on track with Bloom completely, and we're hoping to do better and better moving forward.
Yeah, thanks, sir. So next question on oil and gas. So what kind of opportunity are you looking in this space? And also, which are clients you are tapping in this space, and what's, let's say, major outlook on this segment, and how this revenue will grow over the next 3 to 5 years? Any guidance on that?
See, oil and gas, we have just over the last 3 to 4 months, we have discussed with various customers that visited our facilities. I don't want to spell out the names right now, but they visited our company, they have certified, they were very convinced with what our capabilities are. In the past, we had also worked with Schlumberger as a customer, talking about 10, 12 years back. So we know that what that oil field is all about. So we have, as I said, most of our equipment is fungible, so we're trying to use our existing equipment for the first articles this year, and then moving forward, we're going to establish independent facility for the volume production next year. Now, what is the growth outlook? Yes, it is actually very interesting because we're looking at, as I said earlier, at least about 150 crores plus for next year we can execute if we do the first articles on time, which we will focus on in the current financial year. And in the long run, this vertical can grow as big as Groom as well, or even more, the existing customer what we have. So that's our goal in which we are trying to move in.
Okay. And adding to that, sir, what kind of product are you looking in this case, and what's the USP? And also, what is the investment in this space? Are you looking to invest over the next couple of years?
See, I can't specifically specify a product. There are various requirements that are given us. Most of them are assemblies, some of them are products. It's a multiple kind of requirements that they have. And the investment, as I said, will be roughly around, with the existing equipment what we have and the additional around 40-45 crores of equipment that we need to implement, which is not much based on the existing CapEx already, machines that we have right now. So that's the kind of outlook we have for this year to implement.
Okay. Fine, sir. That's it from us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Uttrani from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to check on nuclear power order for the same, because we have received the notification also that Mega Engineering has already received order from them so for Kaiga 5 and 6. So when can we expect our inflows to sort of build enough, which we are actually expecting to the extent of 500 crores this year?
So it should be in the second half, right? So the tender has won by them. So basically, the process is that NPCIL has to release the order for them in turn for us to get back-to-back orders. So we are hoping that we'll definitely get it in second half of this year.
And sir, apart from that, we have also talked about 14 refurbishment for this nuclear reactor fleet, which we were expecting. So any sort of inflows from that as well would be contributing to our inflows in FY 2025?
Yes, that's for sure. They're saying that by mostly, that's a fast-track project. Any refurbishment of reactors are on fast track. So this is a Tarapur reactor, which they're taking up. And that should be roughly, they're saying they'll float the tenders in third quarter of this year. So if they float the tenders in third quarter of this year, we'll have those orders coming in before March.
Okay. And sir, revenue buildup we would be seeing from FY 26 for nuclear segment?
Yes, for sure. Definitely.
Okay. And sir, apart from that, on the oil and gas, which you were talking about, if we are able to sort of qualify for our first article, any margin differential which we are seeing in terms of how margin accretive these orders could be for us going forward, say, from the perspective of next 3 to 4 years?
No, we don't want to specify the margins at this stage, but definitely we will enter only if we are entering into a very niche area of oil and gas. Unless the margins are reasonably and good, we don't do that. So we have done that study already. So it is in line with the kind of margins we are looking at on a long-term basis, somewhere between 24%-26% EBITDA margin. So that's not the issue.
Okay. And sir, any incremental CapEx which should be requiring to set up this, or already we have that sort of facilities to take these such orders on the oil and gas?
As I mentioned earlier, we do have some facilities, but incrementally we might have to spend around 40 crores plus to establish an independent facility for this, for volume production to begin with.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone now. I will repeat. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Bala Murali Krishna from Omen Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. So any update on this defense license products which are going to pick up, other than rollers, to any other product type for defense?
I did mention that, Bala, see, the roller screws, we are getting full certification by end of this month. And once that is done, it will be certified as 100% import substitute. So that's taken care of. And we are working on various other products which can be a quick wins, which is being done by our R&D and NPDT. So once we do that, then that will also add on to our product portfolio for the future coming years. So we're working on that.
Hello. As the line of the Bala Murali got disconnected, we will move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Narayan Danek, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Srinivas, sir. The first question is, in Union Budget, Finance Minister has allocated some amount to small nuclear reactors, the subsidies on that. Any benefits so far from that for us?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's something which we have worked upon in earlier years. We still don't have full clarity on that, whether it's going to be 220 megawatts or even less than that. We don't have that clarity, but they're saying it's going to be 220 megawatts for a lot of private players who wanted to establish those facilities. So, MTAR has built a lot of such reactors, nuclear islands in the past. So, and it depends on when they're going to get implemented. It might take a year or a couple of years, but we have to see how it goes.
Right. So far, no orders from that, as I understand.
No, you can't get orders overnight, right? It will take at least, they have to implement that, they have to, it's a process by itself. So, but we have a great opportunity if that gets implemented, and they're pretty serious about that.
Sure, thank you. My second question is, the revenue decrease that we have seen in this quarter, Q1, for next three quarters for FY25, the revenue run rate that we have to have is the same amount of revenue that we conquered in FY24 as a whole. So, if we are targeting 20% increase in the revenue YOY. In this case, do you see that it is achievable, sir?
Yes. I clearly mentioned in my earlier responses that in Q2 itself, we'll be doing our highest ever revenues of 200 crores in all. Right, and then we move forward to the second half being much stronger. So we will be on track with our growth guidance of 30-35% year-on-year basis.
Sure, thank you. And my last question is, sir, what do we see ourselves as? A big tech company or which vertical where are we in the industry as leaders or we would like to be? Because, see, the question comes from the fact that we have expanded to many verticals, right? Which is our favorite and where do we like to grow?
See, ultimately, the verticals are different, but everything is the technology and the engineering behind it, right? You can name it differently. You can call it nuclear. You can call it space. You can call aerospace or whatever it is, or clean energy. But ultimately, it's the technology which we have built over the years. And that's our strength. And that's how we're able to enter into a number of verticals. And that's the kind of technology we have in terms of manufacturing and in terms of doing various things in this company over the years. So that's our basic strength. And that's how we're able to enter into different multiple verticals. So ultimately, it's engineering which counts.
Sure. And if I squeeze in the last one, the domestic contribution is higher in percentage terms. Is it due to the overall reduction in the revenue for this quarter or is it really something which is happening on domestic sales right now?
See, domestic has been low in Q1, but moving forward in the next three quarters, the domestic sales are going to be higher because we have built a lot of work in progress in building the dispatches for the next quarters in the domestic sector in various areas. So that's why when I've given a breakup of Q2, also I've mentioned that. So we are actually converting all of them into sales, which you will see happening in the next three quarters. So that's what it is.
Sure. Thank you. And if the last one, the clean energy and civil nuclear vertical has shown the least revenue compared to others in terms of contribution. I have heard you saying that that would be compensated in the next quarters. But why such a less order turnout or order completion in Q1?
See, in nuclear, we're actually building the civil engineering head, which has frozen the contract, which we are doing it in Q2. So that was work in progress. So that major contract is getting closed out in Q2. That's the main thing. And the rest of the other sectors, a lot of work in progress has been done. All the dispatches will happen in Q2. So that's the main reason. So these are long cycle projects, which we are closing out in the next three quarters.
Sure. And employee increase in expense on employees is due to petroleum and energy and aerospace vertical that we are entering? Is it due to that, the increase?
See, there are two things there. See, we are building up our management bandwidth, the employees for the future growth of this company. Now, as I said earlier, it's at 22% right now in Q1, but eventually at the end of the year, it will come down to 16% based on our revenue growth. So, but it's also important to build a strong employee group to cater to the growth of the company, which is also very critical.
Sure. That helps. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. In the interest of time, this will be our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
So I'd like to thank everyone for attending this call today. And as CFO has mentioned, we really appreciate all your support. And to have patience with Emtar, we are right on track with our growth guidance and EBITDA guidance for the year. And thank you so much for attending the call today. Thank you.
On behalf of Orient Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.